Okay. So I'm the youngest of three, and I need you to picture the 70s, because this is when this story takes place. My family's from Baltimore, but they swifted us off to Columbia, and we were one of the first families. Columbia, Maryland. And Longfellow. Howard County, yes. So, you know, it's the whole idea of black and white families living together in harmony. There were not a lot of Jewish people, and I was actually one of the kids that was like, oh, when do we get to tell them Santa's not real? I was very excited about that. No, honey, you don't do that. So my brother's 7 years older than me, and my sister's 4 years older than me. And I'm about four, my brother's about 11, my sister's around eight, and my brother's practicing, like, babysitting, so he's practicing on us, and don't judge, there's more to judge, it comes. So in that, I follow my brother and my sister everywhere, they're like gods to me, but I was also my mom's little buddy, so during the daytime when they were in school, I would go to the 70s Tupperware parties. Again, and I would sit on her lap. I was very cute, so I would end up on everybody else's lap. I was like the gem. It was very exciting for me. And I say this because we go back to it later, which is that, again, we were one of very few Jewish families in this neighborhood. My parents go out for the evening. My brother's practicing babysitting, which looks a lot like blowing up balloons, because he was a rule follower. Blowing up balloons and playing volleyball in the hallway so we wouldn't break anything. Velveeta pizza sandwiches, which were very exciting and disgusting. Everything he did was perfect. One night around the holidays, the doorbell rings. Now, he had gotten the spiel of, you don't answer the door for anybody. It doesn't matter who it is. When you're taking care of the girls, you don't answer the door. Now, again, we're kids, and the doorbell rings. The light's on behind us, and we look out to see who it could possibly be. They see our faces in the window. We can't see them, and the doorbell's going, and my brother, in a panic, close the shades, turn the lights off, run down to the utility room, and he's, like, guarding us like this for, like, I don't know, a good 10 minutes while the doorbell's going off, and all of a sudden we hear this singing. And this music, and all of this stuff is happening, and I think this is the best night of my life. Like, I'm so excited. My sister's crying, and my brother's like, we won't move from this spot until the ringing ends and the singing stops. And I'm so excited. My parents come home a little while later. The singing and the ringing finally stops, and I cannot wait to tell them what has happened. And I have no idea. I don't know what's going on. And my mom is going, oh, my God, they were caroling. They were caroling. And my brother's like, you told us not to answer the door. And I look back on this now, and all I know is that my mom's like, well, there go my goddamn Tupperware parties. Thanks a lot.